If you would like to follow along with the scripture reading today, this is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. It is in your pew Bible on page 201 and large print on page 260 of the New Testament. Hear these words. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convenience, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our second scripture this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. It can be found in the Pew Bible's New Testament on page 156, and in the Big Print Bible, 202. Hear these words. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Who is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the call, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord. When I say PC, what comes to your mind? I asked Brother Saturday that question. Answer, political correctness. Okay, next question. As a Christian, what else could it mean? Well, basically, all I got was blank stares. You know, kind of like the blank looks I'm getting now. Political correctness, it's not a new thing. Political correctness has been and will be part of the past, present, and the future. The prophets had to deal with it. Jesus dealt with the political correctness of the Pharisees and the Romans. In America, people first came to this land escaping religious persecution. in their home countries, they were known as Protestants, which became Protestant. So America was known as a Protestant country. But you know what? That might be exclusive. Not inclusive enough. So we move towards being a Christian nation. But you know what? That might be exclusive. So we move towards a nation with a Judeo-Christian background. But you know what? So what are we now? Some suggest we are secular humanists. And with that view, the view that man establishes own moral values apart from the influence of anyone, including God, and he self-determines his own destiny, he is and becomes the master of his own fate. Secular humanism. The problem with this life view is that it has no absolutes. Everything is relative. It has no external reference point. And more often than not, it is the political correct view of life. This is dangerous. Political correctness makes cultural Christians. And cultural Christianity means to pursue the God we want instead of the God who is. It is Christianity with little or no impact on the values and the beliefs of our society. Paul writes to Timothy, "For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." Cultural Christians have itchy ears. Jesus was the first to clarify the different types of people who would or would not associate with him in the parable of the soils. The four soils in the parable represent, now follow me on this, the path, the non-Christian, those who hear the word but won't believe. Number two, the rocky soil, the cultural Christian, type C, where C stands for counterfeit faith. Their association with Christ is a matter of convenience, not conscience. Three, the thorny soil, another cultural Christian, type D, where D stands for defeated faith. Their association with Christ is a matter of conscience, but they have been drawn into the secular mode. Four, the good soil, the biblical Christian, those who trust Christ and Christ alone for salvation. They seek to live understanding and applying biblical principles. So it seems that a biblical, confessing Lord as Savior Christian would not be politically correct. However, the biblical Christian would still be PC. Listen to Paul's words to the Corinthians. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jew and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Did you hear Paul's PC? Did you hear it in the question I asked the brothers? As a Christian, what else could it mean? PC. Preach Christ. Preach Christ crucified. Jesus Christ came for a very specific reason. Christ did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. People sin. They always have. In this life, they always will. This is not a politically correct thing to point out. And there is nothing we can do to save ourselves from our sins. Not politically correct. And the wages of sin is death. Physical death. Spiritual death. One we will have to pay for all eternity. Not politically correct. Thankfully, Jesus Christ died for our sins. Christ traded himself, God, in human form, sacrificed himself in exchange for the final and irretrievable absolution of the effects of all human sin that ever has been or will be committed. That's why the gospel is called the good news. And it is not politically correct. So what does a Christian do when political correctness seems to be society's way? Well, Ephesians 6, verse 14 through 18 is a good place to start. Because the church in Ephesus was surrounded by a society that maybe we are surrounded by. So Paul writes to the Ephesians, "Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckle around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests." PC. Preach Christ. Amen.